Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where the political confusion continues concerning a candidate for president who seems to be generating a strong response, depending on which polls you believe. He either has 20-25% support among Democrats, or if you count Republicans who are able to vote for him, it could be much higher. And then it's also listed on some polls as low as 9%. I'm talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He did a town hall meeting on News Nation last night, and it produced all kinds of contradictions and fascinating efforts to portray himself as somebody who was conservative, of all things. We will get to that in a moment. We will also be speaking with Doug Schoen, who is somebody who has been everywhere on the political spectrum. He was an aide to Hillary Clinton. He was an aide to Bill Clinton, a leading pollster for Bill Clinton. He has been on Fox News, or he's been a contributor. He is somebody who has been certainly leaning more to the right. And right now he's leaning in the direction of a new candidate for president. No, not Ron DeSantis. No, not Donald Trump. Who is it then? We will get to that also coming up on the Medved Show. And there is a new effort by a letter writer to explain Trump's motive in the whole documents story in Mar-a-Lago. And I think it's creative, and I think it might answer some of the secret puzzles that nobody else can seem to put together. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned the event with Robert Kennedy Jr. The New York Times coverage, they say, condemning censorship, Kennedy draws support from an unlikely coalition. Unlikely coalition is right. They point out, speaking at a festival hosted by a libertarian group in New Hampshire, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. railed against the mainstream media for serving as propagandists for the powerful. Each time he mentioned the perfidy of the press for silencing dissent, for towing the government line, for labeling him a conspiracy theorist — he is a conspiracy theorist — he drew a supportive hail of jeers. It was a page out of the playbook of Donald J. Trump. But for Mr. Kennedy, who's running a long-shot challenge to President Biden for the Democratic nomination for president, it was more than a rhetorical flourish. By the way, Biden has made this incredibly stupid decision that is going to give tremendous encouragement to Robert F. Kennedy's challenge. And what is it? Biden is not going to be a candidate in New Hampshire or Iowa. So Kennedy has a chance to sweep those states. And the idea that all of a sudden, after he has won a bunch of delegates in two different states, that people might take him more seriously. Well, of course, you'd say that's very late. That's late in the process. We're talking about something that would happen at the beginning of next year. It's not that far away. The Republicans are supposed to be debating in August, if that goes forward. We will get to that, too. But here is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Lancaster, New Hampshire, on News Nation last night. And bear with his voice. He suffers from a medical problem that makes it difficult for him to speak. But he even speaks about that later on. You'll hear clip 18.
Well, I'm proud that President Trump likes me, even though I don't agree with him on most of his issues, because I don't want to alienate people. I want to bring people together. I'm proud that all these people like me and that I have independent supporters and Democratic supporters and that I'm able to bring a lot of people. You know, every Democrat says, I want to end the polarization. But how do you do that without talking to people who don't agree with you? How do you do that without appealing to people? My purpose is to find the issues, the values that we have in common, rather than, you know, focus on the issues and the personalities that keep us all apart.
Okay, and then he goes on to tell, well, a whopper. This is clip 15. RFK Jr. says, what you think you know about me, don't believe it. But you can believe it. Listen.
Okay, so, you know, I think most people don't know what my stance is on vaccines. I've never been anti-vaccine. And I've said that hundreds and hundreds of times, but it doesn't matter. Because that is a way of silencing me, using that pejorative to describe me as a way of silencing or marginalizing me. My position on vaccines, I think, virtually every American would agree with my stance on vaccines, which is that vaccines should be tested like other medicines. They should be safety tested. And unfortunately, the vaccines are not safety tested. They're not. Of the 72 vaccine doses now recommended, but they're really mandated for American children, none of them, not one, has ever been subject to a pre-licensing placebo-controlled trial.
Yes, they have.
No.
Yes, they have.
No, of course they have. And how can you say something like that and then claim that you're not anti-vaccine? And then came this issue, which is a big issue for Republicans, is a loyalty pledge. Is he ready to pledge loyalty in supporting Biden if he's the nominee? This is clip 15.
A lifelong Democrat, as you just said very passionately, will you pledge to support whoever the Democratic nominee is, whoever it is, whether it's you, whether it's President Biden?
Oh, of course I'm not going to do that.
No,
of course I'm not. Listen.
If you don't get the nomination, you won't support President Biden.
I don't know what I'll do. Let's see what happens in this campaign. Let's see, you know, what if people are living up to Democratic values and having debates and having discussions and, you know, talking to each other, but I'm not going to buy it.
If that's not happening, would you then support a Republican or run as an independent?
You know what? My plan is to win this election, and I don't have a plan B.
No plan B, okay? And then a separate interview with News Nation, he was asked about his voice, and he answers. Clip 16.
I got this injury in 1996, and, you know, it's a nuisance because I know it's not easy for people to listen to my voice. I can't listen to it.
But it certainly hasn't stopped you from voicing your opinion.
At this point, it's all I got, so I got to go with it.
And then he attacks the idea. Most Republicans believe, and I think they are completely correct, we need to build up our military, particularly with the threats from China, from Iran, from North Korea, particularly threats that will be naval threats if we ever have to defend Taiwan. So what does Robert F. Kennedy believe about spending money in the military? We will get to that as well, and more about the unlikely coalition that he has started. The question is, if he ran as a third-party candidate, well, he would get some Democratic support, but isn't it possible he would also take support from President Trump if he is the nominee? We will get to that all coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Long list of history shows at MedvedHistoryStore.com. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And there is a tremendously long list of some of the most important history lessons that every American ought to learn, including the origins of the Constitution, the inside story of the Constitutional Convention, the inside story of the Declaration of Independence, the miracle that allowed Abraham Lincoln to issue the Emancipation Proclamation. He was waiting for a Union victory, and the Union victory he was waiting for at the Battle of Antietam ended up depending on four cigars. that were found wrapped in some paper with notes on it. The notes happened to be General Order Number 181 of the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia. All of this is available to you right now at an unprecedentedly low good deal. The good deal is that you get the entire Medved History Store library. This is more than 100 hours of material. And it's all exciting, it's all true, and it's all patriotic. Because if you're going to be telling the truth, you're going to end up with a patriotic point of view. And it's one half price, what it normally is, plus it's even less than that. Why? Because you go ahead and buy it for half the normal price, and then you also get one free. So you can get one for yourself and at half price, and then get one to give away as a gift. I don't know if it's a graduation gift or any kind of gift coming up or occasion, birthdays, you name it. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the Medved History Store banner, or go to the medvedhistorystore.com, and you can see some of the titles. They're all included in this Medved History Store Library special. They're all included and available to you at a lower price than ever before.
That was a shameless plug. Stay tuned for more shameless plugs right here on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, sure, it's shameless. No, because I'm particularly proud of the History Store material. And speaking of low prices, Robert Kennedy Jr. Believes that we spend not enough on the military. He believes we spend way too much. And here's his argument as put on the town hall on News Nation, clip 17.
We have money, plenty of money, for the big shots who need their bank bailouts and for any war that comes along. But if you took that $113 billion that we've given to the Ukraine and spent it here, we wouldn't have to cut $1 from food stamps for that 30 million Americans. And we're acting like an alcoholic who's, you know, behind on his mortgage, and he's taking the milk money and buying rounds for strangers at the bar and thinking he's making permanent friends. And all of these money that we're spending on the military is not making us safer, and it's not making us friends abroad.
Okay, it's keeping our country alive. In other words, for people who can't see what a devastating impact it would be on the United States and our security and our future if Putin won his war in Ukraine and began to reassemble the old evil empire of the Soviet Union, it's a disaster for America and for America's friends and America's important friends like the European nations that are aligned with us resolutely and stalwartly as we've never seen before. The new prime minister of Italy, who is very much a conservative and a patriot, and a pro-American, and somebody who is very, very supportive of what's going on in Ukraine. And in fact, somebody else who is in Ukraine right now is a former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence. And he actually was the GOP's first presidential candidate to go over to Ukraine to meet directly with Volodymyr Zelensky, the President of Ukraine. They met today. And here's what Vice President Pence had to say about his visit. It's clip 4.
I have every confidence that the day will come when Ukraine's sovereignty is restored, their territorial integrity is restored. Now more than ever, we need to make sure that we provide the Ukrainian military what they need to push back on and defeat Russian aggression here, because we'll make it clear to Russia, to China, and to any other nations in the world that would seek to redraw international lines by force.
And yes, that's an important message. And then again, it seems to me that that message deserves to resonate, certainly with people who see themselves as conservative, far more appropriately than, well, what RFK Jr. has to say. And the last clip from Robert Kennedy Jr. Listen.
Reducing inflation. And inflation is not going to be reduced overnight. What we need to do is stop spending money on things that we can't afford. We're borrowing now $1 billion a day from the Chinese and the Japanese in order to fund the debt. The debt this year is going to cost us $660 billion, more than $500 billion, just the service on the debt. We're not going to end that problem overnight, but we've got to recognize that we've got to stop. You know, we've got to stop. We're sending $113 billion to the Ukraine. The entire budget of CDC is $12 billion. The budget of EPA is $12 billion. Well, 57% of Americans could not put their hands on $1,000 if they have an emergency in their family. 25% of Americans are hungry.
Okay, again, part of that $113 billion, it's wildly distorted. And, again, are we providing aid? In other words, if you include all the other countries that have given substantially and continue to give substantially to Ukraine, including Germany and Great Britain and France, the NATO alliance matters. And it seems to me it matters a great deal. I mentioned before there was a letter that appeared in the New York Times, and I thought it was worth reading. It's a letter that came in from Mitchell Zimmerman, who's in Palo Alto, California. And he says, concerning your piece, a Rat Pack president prized his boxes of papers. That was on the front page June 16th. What was Donald Trump's motive for swiping top secret documents as he left the White House? Your story seems to credit the speculation that it was just Mr. Trump's character as a pack rat. But there's another possibility, one that would have been the starting point if anyone else had stolen something of value. He intended to realize that value. Letters from Kim Jong-un could bring a non-trivial sum for a collector. For nuclear secrets, the bidder might be Russian or Chinese intelligence. If we're going to speculate on Mr. Trump's motivation, there's no reason to exclude the most disturbing possibilities, not when it's the man who sees America's values only as potential chits.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The former school resource officer Scott Peterson has been found not guilty on all counts for his response to the deadly school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I would hope I would never want any SR, any law enforcement officer in this country to go through of what I went through.
The Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university admissions policies were unconstitutional. Attorney Clarence McKee, who attended Howard University, says today's decision did not eliminate affirmative action.
They're not banning them. You look at things like race or background or geographical. They're just saying, you know, write an essay about how you overcame certain barriers. How will you benefit our school?
McKee also said today's decision rejects the concept of critical race theory and the idea of black victimhood. Dave Collins, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to this program a friend of the show, Doug Schoen. And Doug is a political observer with a unique background and a unique point of view. He's a political consultant who served as an advisor for former President Clinton and for the 2020 presidential campaign of Michael Bloomberg. His latest book is The End of Democracy, Russia and China on the Rise, and America in Retreat. And Doug, we have to have you all to talk about the book, but I want to speak with you right now about a very provocative piece you just wrote for The Hill. And you ask a question. Is Glenn Youngkin, Governor of Virginia, the dark horse of 2024? I mean, the main problem I have to confront you with is what indication has he even given the governor of Virginia that he's interested in making a race?
He hasn't, and the reason why I wrote the column is given the demonstrable weakness of the Republican field, there appears to be room for someone like Youngkin with his appeal to enter, and my point was largely to suggest that his policies and his approach is something that clearly the American people, and I dare say Republicans, would welcome in the race.
Okay, before we get into this Republican race, I know we've spoken about this before, but there's a devastating piece today by Karl Rove about the age issue, and not the age issue regarding the 77-year-old Donald Trump, but the age issue regarding the 80-year-old, and he will be 82 by the time the next inauguration comes around, Joe Biden. Do you think that with all of the negativity surrounding Hunter Biden and the expose and the investigations, that could combine with the age issue to force the president's retirement?
I think you've missed the big issue, which is probably more important than both, which is inflation, the cost of living, gas prices, and the difficulty the American people have making their way on a day-to-day basis. Because as I look at it, Hunter Biden's not costing anybody their daily bread, but for goodness sake, there is a clear perception that our quality of life, our country, and our economy are demonstrably heading in the wrong direction.
Right, and but there's also fears, it seems to me, again, when you hear President Biden, his comments today on the Supreme Court case, and one of the points that Karl Rove makes in his piece is there's no reason to believe that medically he's going to get better. I mean, once you're at a stage where, as it, according to the polling, it's already almost 70% of Americans think he's too old to be president. Isn't that a potential problem for him? And especially
that to me is an issue, and it will be exacerbated even when people's attitudes towards the economy, as I think is possible, continue to get worse. So it is an issue, but it's by no means the only issue. And I think most Americans, even his supporters, realize that Joe Biden, at the very least, is not the same man he once was.
What would have to happen on the Republican side to make an opening for Glenn Youngkin? Would the Trump campaign have to somehow collapse if he has, a few more dozen indictments?
I think you would have Trump with a few more indictments, which I think is entirely possible. I would say that Ron DeSantis, who has so far not distinguished himself on the campaign trail, would have to continue to do that, that is not distinguish himself. And Youngkin would need to get in time to be competitive in Iowa and New Hampshire, because this is not a 50-state race for the Republicans. It's a two-state race.
And for the Democrats, Joe Biden has said he's not going to campaign. He's not going to be a candidate in either Iowa and New Hampshire. Isn't that a terrible mistake, potentially?
Well, I would say the following. Iowa, by dint of their machinations, are considerably less important. New Hampshire, if I were him, I would be competing. But the whole idea of making South Carolina first is to create a firewall for himself, and I suspect, given the weakness of his opposition, notwithstanding RFK Jr.'s 20% or so in the polls, I think Joe Biden will be nominated relatively seamlessly.
What about the possibility that if RFK Jr. actually ends up being the cover of news magazines, to the extent that news magazines are still there, but gets this big jolt of publicity if he wins in Iowa and New Hampshire simply because Joe Biden doesn't show up. Doesn't that threaten to give him some momentum in his campaign that he currently manifestly lacks?
Well, it sure does, and that's why I said that if I were Biden, I would be competing in New Hampshire. But I think given some of RFK's views and his history, it is unlikely he can build a critical mass. But if you're asking, going back in your history and my history, whether RFK Jr. could be the latter-day version of Eugene McCarthy, I think there's some reason to believe that could well happen.
Yeah, and then the question becomes, Eugene McCarthy opened the door for somebody else to jump in named Robert F. Kennedy Sr. and who I still believe would have won the nomination if he had lived to see it.
And
in terms of the Republican
nomination, I agree with you, Michael. He would have won the nomination, and I dare say the presidency, and we would be living in a very different country today.
Yes, yeah, I think it's so true. This stuff matters. Should Glenn Youngkin, if he is going to be the guy, the dark horse, what should he emphasize? Tim Scott, who's trying hard to get noticed, has emphasized his optimistic agenda. I mean, even talking today about the Supreme Court decision, it's optimism, how great America is. What would be the theme that could make a difference for the governor of Virginia?
I think it would be empowering parents, standing up for conservative values, leading a purple state, proving he can win in a state that had been presumed to be trending Democratic, and also his personal story as a CEO who made extraordinary impact and accomplishment in the professional world, as well as...
Doug Stone's column is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Is Glenn Youngkin the dark horse of 2024? Congratulations on your new book. Eager to talk about it. And we will be right back on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, something amazing, remarkable, noteworthy, and totally admirable happened last night. Which is that a pitcher threw a perfect game. Now, this is extraordinarily rare. We've been playing baseball, serious baseball in the United States, professional baseball, for over 100 years. And only, I don't even know how many thousands of games there are. There are only 24 perfect games. Last night, the perfect game was thrown by a Yankees pitcher who isn't that well known yet, but this will help. He's a great pitcher, obviously. His name is Domingo Herman, and he's Dominican. He was signed by the Florida Marlins as an international free agent in 2009. He made his major league debut 8 years later, 2017, with the Yankees. And this is what the last pitch sounded like by Domingo Herman in last night's contest against the mighty Athletics of Oakland. Listen.
Grounded to third. Donaldson has it. There he is. Perfection for Domingo Herman.
Okay, it's pretty amazing. But it's the Athletics. I mean, they have a real shot at compiling the worst record in Major League history this year. And they're also, the owners are trying to move the team to Las Vegas, which is, and the whole thing is amazing, but at least this is a moment of greatness. Who was the last pitcher in Major League Baseball to throw a perfect game before Domingo Herman last night? Well, we'll bring back some memories, because it was a Mariner! Felix Hernandez, 2012.
Seattle Mariners, Felix Hernandez, the 2-2!
He got him! 34 years! 119 games! It finally happened! A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner! It was done by the King! Felix Hernandez!
The 23rd!
Oh, with a perfecto indeed. There's something about this, and I'll share. It's sort of self-interested, but at least I find it intriguing. There have only been four Yankees in history who pitched perfect games. Domingo Herman is one of them. The other three are Don Larsen, who pitched a perfect game in 1956 in the World Series. It's the only perfect game in the World Series. Also, David Cone and David Wells. Now, here's the interesting thing. David Wells, who pitched a perfect game, was a terrific left-handed pitcher for the Yankees. And Don Larsen, a previous perfect game pitcher, had something profound in common. They both went to the same high school. How do I know? I went to the same high school. I did 10th grade my first year of high school at Point Loma High School in San Diego before my parents moved to L.A. And Point Loma High School produced both David Wells and Don Larsen. yes, and then there's a question that Rockstar Greg Tolman puts. He says, those guys threw perfect games. Have you ever done a perfect radio show? Now, just on our history shows, where people can go ahead and get a half price off, and you not only get one at half the normal price, you get another one free. So it's a remarkable deal if you go to michaelmedved.com or to medvedhistorystore.com. Meanwhile, the ongoing struggle about issues of criminality and public safety, which are going to be very big issues in this campaign as it develops, they are not going to be going away because of the controversy over the Supreme Court decision. By the way, there probably will be more Supreme Court decisions tomorrow, and we're going to be joined by Professor John Yoo of University of California at Berkeley, one of the leading conservative legal scholars anywhere. But the idea of policing in Wisconsin, there's a Wisconsin Democratic senator, state senator, named LaTanya Johnson, who got extremely agitated on the floor of the state Senate, detailing a crime in Milwaukee and then concerns about crime spreading from the city to the suburbs. And Senator Johnson had this to say about the suburbs, showing a certain lack of respect, I think you could say. Clip six.
Because to say that these additional police are needed because crime is spilling out into the suburbs, what about these babies who are being lost right in their own cities, who are born into poverty and then who die before they even get an opportunity to change what they were even born into? What about those moms who have to say goodbye to their kids forever simply because of their zip codes? F*** the suburbs. Because they don't know a goddamn thing about how life is in the city.
Okay, is that true, that people who live in suburbs don't know a thing about what life is in the city? What's so difficult about that is that this goes back to the question of affirmative action and everything having to do with race, where the Supreme Court just took a very strong position, moving us away from that. And yet the idea that without race-based advantages that are provided based on nothing that you've done, but advantages that are based simply because you are one skin color or another. There's a former U.S. education secretary named John King, Jr., who expressed his outrage earlier today over the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court affirmative action decision. Listen.
Look, it's heartbreaking for our democracy. Our democracy is stronger when our leadership is diverse. And moving to a place where selective institutions do not have the tool of race-conscious admissions means that we will see fewer Black and Latino students in those institutions. We will see fewer Black and Latino students prepared for leadership roles, whether it's in government, business, the military. And so it is now incumbent on us in the higher education sector to do everything we can to preserve a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay, this is exactly what Ian Rowe was talking to us about a little bit earlier, and it's something really to take away here. It's the implication that without basically compensatory treatment, there is no possibility for Black people or for Latino people to compete. And all around us, we have evidence to the contrary. And he was saying we need to have our leadership of the country more diverse. The leadership of the country is more diverse than it's ever been. And most of the people who've achieved those leadership positions, particularly when you talk about the culture, it's not been because of being handed something. It's because of having achieved it and taken it and built it yourself. When we come back tomorrow, getting ready for the 4th of July, we're going to be speaking to one of the leading conservative legal scholars in the country, John Yoo, who is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. He's also the author of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. We'll be talking also to Michael Rubin, who's just back from the Middle East, about Iran on the verge of a nuclear bomb and now promises to proliferate that bomb. Unless what? What are we supposed to do? And then there are needless woke trainings that have degraded, some say, and demoralized the Navy. We'll deal with that and also Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's ka'anapaliresort.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.